很高兴见到大家。
Now we've already finished about talking about the prophetic.
我们已经讲完了关于预言的事情讲题了。
Okay, so those of you who need to hear it again, you can always go to the YouTube or to our website.
如果你还想继续听预言的讲题，你需要回到油管里面或者是我们的网站来听。
And once we practice a bit, then we can come back to the prophetic and actually do a few more.
当我们真的是操练过一段时间以后呢，我们以后再把这个讲题拿出来跟大家说。
The prophetic needs to be exercised in God's community.
预言呢是需要在神的国度里面来操练的。
When we talk to each other,
在我们跟人说话的时候
when we're in a group,
在我们在一个群体的时候
when we're having fellowship,
当我们一起团契的时候
let us accidentally speak the words of God to each other.
就让我们一不小心一不留意就把神的话说出来了。
Let us have the thoughts of God in our minds.
让我们把神的思想一直放到我们的头脑里。
And remember last week I said, let us exercise prophetic the ministry in the church through love.
让我们像上周所讲的，我们要在爱里面互相服侍对方。
Amen. If I ask you what is the church,
如果我问你到底教会是什么呢
？Some people say the church is like a hospital.
有人说教会是医院。
That sounds really sad.
好难过呀，听到这样的一个形容词。
No, we only get hospital people coming to church.
是那些本来该去医院的人，最后都跑到教会来了。
To me, the church is there's two pictures.
其实对我们来说，教会大概有两个画面哈。
One, the church is a temple.
第一是一个庙堂。
When you come into the temple,
一殿堂。
圣殿。
圣殿。
When you come into the temple,
当你来到圣殿里的时候
，you meet with God's presence.
你会跟神相遇。
We worship the Lord.
我们就在这里敬拜。
We hear God's teaching.
我们听到神的话语的教导。
But most important thing is whenJust like when we go to an idol's temple, we are there to meet with the temple, with the idol, and then we are there to make sacrifice to the idol.
就好像那些拜偶像的人去到其他的庙堂一样，他们也是在那里遇见他们所谓的偶像。
Here we come together.
这里我们在一起。
We are meeting with God's presence.
我们是在神的同在中。
If the church does not have God's presence, then we are wasting our time.
如果教会里面没有神的同在，那我们就是浪费时间了。
Sometimes you go to a church, it feels like going into a museum.
有的时候你去教会，你感觉像去了一个展览厅。
You see all the dead people.
博物馆。
You see all the dead people buried on the side.
你看到旁边好多死人的埋葬在旁边的那种。
And then when you look down, there's dead people.
然后你往底下看，你发现哎，还埋了死人哦。
You can see the graveyard died whatever day.
你可以看到各样的墓碑啊之类的。
Sometimes church can be like that.
有的时候圣教会给人这样。
You go in there, it's too cold.
然后你觉得进去了以后，觉得哇，好冷啊！
But when we go to church, there should be a warmth of God's presence.
但是我们应该在神的殿中，应该是暖暖的，在神的同在中的。
So the church is a temple.
所以教会是一个殿宇。
But the church, the second picture is the church is also a community.
那同时呢，教会也是一个社区。
A community of believers.
是所有相信的人的一个社区。
And in that community, we find the fellowship of God.
那就是在这样的社交里面，我们也能够找到神的
教会。So in the temple, we find the presence of God.
所以在殿宇里面呢，我们能找到神的同在。
In the community, we find the fellowship of God.
那我们在人与人的这个社区当中，也能找到与神的团契。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means when we get together.
就是当我们来在聚在一起的时候。
Whereas in the temple, God's presence is there for us to worship Him.
在神的殿中，神的同在就在那里，让我们可以敬拜他。
Amen. When we're in the temple, in the church, God's presence is there for that you can worship Him.
当我们在殿堂中的时候，神的同在就在，所以你可以敬拜。
But in the community.
但是在团契生活中呢
？God is there so that He can interact with us.
神也在，所以神借着团契生活来跟我们来
talk to us，
跟我们说话。
And we talk to Him.
我们也可以同样的跟主说话。
How does that happen？
这是怎么发生的呢
？When we talk to each other，
就是当我们互相说话的时候
，He will speak through us.
他会借着我们这些人说话。
You understand？
明白吗？
When we talk to each other, God is speaking through us.
当我们互相说话的时候，神会借着我们的口对对方说话。
That is why the prophetic presence of God is so important.
就是为什么预言这个恩赐也很重要。
So that when I talk to my brothers and sisters, my thoughts, I accidentally is God's thoughts.
所以当我跟弟兄姊妹们说话的时候，一不小心我就发现我说的是神的心意哦。
So that my words, they are accidentally God's words.
那我们的话语一不小心说出来是神的话语哦。
So that after two or three hours.Talking, eating.
所以呢，就两三个小时啊，在一起又聊天又吃饭的。
You've actually fellowship with the not only with each other, but with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
你不光是跟这个人有团契，你更重要的是跟这灵圣灵有团契。
That's why in First and Second Corinthians say the love of the Father, so the grace of the Father, the love of the Father, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, and what? The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
所以在哥林多后书里面特别强调的是父神的爱，然后是儿子的恩典和圣灵的团契。
That fellowship is not like you sitting at home. Fellowship.
这样的团契生活不是自己在家里面能够团契得到的。
For those of you who are very spiritual, yeah, that includes that.
包括你们那些觉得很属灵的人哈，也是这样。
But primarily, and I'll show it to you in a minute.That when we talk to each other, we're actually fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
所以首先我们非要明白的是，当我们跟基督徒互相来聊天说话的时候，其实我们是在灵里面有交流的。
I can prove that to you in the scripture. How many of you heard the story of Ananias and Sapphira?
你们有没有听过亚拿尼亚的这个故事？在《使徒行传》里面。
How many of you say, why did God kill them?
你们有没有经常问这样问题？为什么亚拿尼亚会被杀掉
？How many of you want to know the answer？
是不是你们今天就很想了解这个答案呢
？Well, I'm going to give you an answer.
今天就给你们答案，好不好
？It's got something to do with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是跟关乎于叫团契生活有关的。
Amen, amen. And that's why it's so difficult to interpret. Why did they die？
所以就很难去理解为什么亚拿尼亚会死呢
？But if you understand the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, then you realize why they died.
如果你今天真能明白什么是信徒的团契生活，你就会明白为什么他会死了。
And so when we talk to each other,
所以当我们互相交流的时候
，we have divine revelation.
我们会有属神的启示。
The thoughts of God is moving in my mind.
神的想法会在我们的头脑里面动工。
And I'm listening to my brother and sister in fellowship.
所以我在团契中呢，就听弟兄姊妹们说话。
I speak words of wisdom.
我口中说出来带智慧的言语。
I speak words of comfort.
我说出来带安慰的言语。
Words of encouragement.
还有带鼓励的言语。
Amen. Religious people.
那些比较宗教性的人呢
？They will speak words of judgment.
他们会带着论断在说话的。
Amen. Words of judgment.
这种宗教的灵的人会用
论断来说话。So that when you come away from them, you feel condemned.
那所以你跟他们讲完话的第一个感觉就是觉得被定罪了。
Either I've done something that is wrong, I did, or I didn't do something that I should have done.
要么就是承认我自己确实犯了罪，要么就是真的我莫名其妙被指责了。
But the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, when you come out, you feel exalted, you feel comforted.
但是跟圣灵的团契出来以后，你的感觉是被提升的。
You feel loved.
你会比较被爱的。
Amen. And that is the true fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
这才是叫做跟圣灵的团契哦。
When you talk to a brother or sister, you come out feeling small and condemned.
如果你跟一个姊妹讲话，然后讲完了以后，最后觉得被定罪，觉得自己好渺小。
You didn't fellowship the Holy Spirit, but you fellowship with a religious spirit.
你并没有跟圣灵团契哦，你是跟宗教的灵在团契。
How many of you know what I'm talking about?
你们是不是有体验过这种感受
？You experienced it, yes?
你们有体验吧
？You see.The key of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is the prophetic, is prophecy.
那叫灵里面的团契生活最重要的就是那个预言的
恩赐。Many churches are very good at gathering together, having events.
很多教会呢就搞很多活动哈，大家就能聚在一起，挺热闹的。
Hundreds and thousands of people into an event.
然后他们就把上百上千的人全部都叫起来，好像人很多的样子。
It's a fantastic.Program.
是感觉那个节目倒是做得挺好的。
They get a very important person on the platform.
他们又把那个很重要的人请到台上
来讲。Or they do a great performance.
然后他们又做很专业的那些节目。
But that's not the most important.
但这些都不是最重要的。
The most important is the prophetic. It is the prophecy in the midst of us.
最重要的就是预言的恩赐在我们当中。
So that we can talk to each other.
所以当我们跟互相来说话的时候。
Amen. Like last week I say.If you invite somebody, say to your family, hey, come visit me. you know, I'll cook you a really good meal.
就比如说我们上周有提到，比如说你请一个人到你家里吃饭，只是简单的请他吃个饭哦。
You see, that's fellowship, right?
这个就是叫团契哦。
But you don't know what's going on with that brother or that sister's life.
但是你其实当时也不知道那个人他当时在经历什么。
For example, she or he may come and say, nobody loves me in that church.
也许那个人他来到你面前说，哎呀，教会的人都不爱我。
Nobody talks to me.
都没有人跟我讲话。
And then you on the same day had a thought, I need to invite so and so.
其实你在请他吃饭之前，你就已经有了一个想法了，我要请这个谁谁谁来吃饭。
Now is that your thought? Maybe it's God's thought.
你觉得那是你的想法吗？也许是神的想法哦。
And so you see, Sister Sinha said, "Hey, why don't you come to my home?"
所以你就看到弟兄姊妹了，你就说，哎，你要不到我们家来吃饭？
You have invited the person to dinner, but she has heard God loves me.
所以啊，你只是无心的请人吃个饭而已。可是那个人可能就会认为神好爱我哟。
So the prophetic doesn't have to be words; it can just be action. It can be something that you've done out of love.
所以预言的恩赐不一定只是要说什么话，有可能是一个行动，在爱里的行动。
But the person who heard it,
但是那个接受到的人呢
？Their interpretation is.God heard me.
他们的解读是神听见了我的心声。
Amen. See how prophecy works.
能够明白到预言的能力在哪里吗？
And that's why we need to get away from prophecy being predictions.
所以我们一定不要把发预言这个事情理解成预测未来。
Prophecies are to encourage.
我们说的发预言是在灵里面互相鼓励的。
And it might involve predictions.
那也许里头会有一小部分关于预测未来这个成分。
So let's have a look in the early church.
所以我们看看当时初代教会
How they fellowship with each other.
他们是怎样在团契生活的呢？
And when I go through this verses, think about the fellowship I go to, does it have all these elements?
当我们来读这个经文的时候，我们自己来想想，我所去到的团契生活是不是像现在这样？
Or is it just making dumplings?
还是说大家就只是在一起包个饺子而已呢？
Or is it just go on a subsidized holiday?
或者是大家就只是一起结团出去玩而已呢
？Yeah. So Acts chapter 2:42.
所以我们来看看《使徒行传》第二章四十二节。
What has just happened is that the Holy Spirit came upon the church and they begin to speak in tongues and prophesy.
这个的
and thousands of people got saved.
这个背景是当时圣灵有下降，当时使徒们那个信徒们有说方言，然后圣灵的工作在运行。
What happened afterwards is just as important.
那后面发生的事情同样非常重要。
Now that you have all these believers, what did they do to each other?
那当时有这么多的信徒都在那里了，那他们互相之间要干嘛呢？
I got attacked by a fly.
互相之间被苍蝇叮。
Okay, 4:42.
我们来读一读四十二。
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们都专注于使徒的教导。
And fellowship.
和彼此的团契。
To the breaking of bread,
掰饼
and prayers
和祈祷
So they did four things.
所以四件事哦
Teachings of the apostle.
一个是使徒的教导
In other words, in those days they haven't got the New Testament yet.
那个时候是没有新约的哈
So the apostles' teaching is equivalent to the New Testament teaching.
所以使徒的教导那个时候就代表说是新约的教导
New Testament of understanding of the Old Testament.
是他们好像有了新约的这个明白一
样。In other words, they had revelation of God's word.
他们已经有了新约的神的启示。
So in a fellowship, in a church, you need good, solid teaching, not just theoretical, but something that's alive.
所以呀，在团契，在教会，这个教导是要活的教导，是真的很重要的。
And what did else they have? Second thing, fellowship.
第二是什么？团契。
Second.Third, breaking of bread means communion.
第三，掰饼就是我们说的圣餐团契。
Remember what did I say about communion? Communion represents the presence of Jesus.
记得我们当时说了掰饼聚会的目的是什么？因为它就代表了耶稣。
So they have teaching.
所以他们有教导。
They have fellowship.
他们有团契。
They had the fellowship with Jesus through His presence in the communion.
他们有借着圣餐与耶稣团契。
So they had fellowship.
所以他们有团契
and they had the presence.
他们还有神的同在
and they have prayer.
还有祷告
Wow, prayer.
哇，还有祷告哦
Amen. So, in a healthy this is the community. It is the early community. They had these four elements. They had teaching. They had fellowship. They had breaking of bread. It means, you know, union, unity in the presence of God. And fourth, they had prayer.
这是我们讲的初期教会的发生了四件事情，一个是教导，一个是团契，一个是掰饼，就代表了与耶稣的同在，还有祈祷、祷告。
After COVID, when I was rebuilding this church,
当我们在新冠以后重新再建立这里的教会时
，I focused on the presence of God.
我当时特别的注重在神的同在这件事情上面。
And we also had a number of brothers and sisters who prayed every single day for the last 5 years.
我们还有一个祷告团队，他们在过去的五年都一直在祷告中。
Never missed a single day.
没有一天没有祷告的。
Prayer is important in a church.
所以在祷告中，祷告里是最重要的一件事哦，在教会里面。
Prayer is the life.
因为祷告就是让生命真的带出来的。
Prayer is the daily sacrifice before God.
祷告是我们每天向神所献的馨香晚祭。
Amen. We also have the emphasis of Christ Jesus. We had a lot of teaching about Jesus in our church.
我们还有关于耶稣的教导。
Our church is focused on Jesus the King.
我们教会总是在强调耶稣是王。
Even though we are a Pentecostal church, but we focus on Jesus.
就算我们是灵恩派的教会，但是我们仍然把耶稣作为中心。
So that we see the Holy Spirit as Jesus.
我们把圣灵和耶稣是看为一体的。
Not like Holy Spirit, and then who is Jesus? And then forget about the Father.
并不是只是强调了三位一体的一方就把另外一方给忘掉了。
Can you go back to that slide, please? John, go back to the first slide. Just leave it there. Okay. So, we have teaching.
所以我们这里有教导。
We have the focus on Christ.
我们要记得专注在耶稣上。
We have prayer.
我们还有祷告。
Now we're with the final component.
那我们再看看最后一个成分是什么？
Which involves all of us.
那都是跟你我都有关的哟。
Because it needs people.
因为我们需要人。
It needs believers.
我们需要信徒们。
And that is to fellowship with each other.
那就是他们之间要互相团契。
Is that difficult?
难吗？
No.
一点不难。
What does that involve?
这个关于什么呢？
Involve talking to each other.
就是说大家互相讲讲话呀。
Spending time with each other,
花时间在一起聊天呐、啊。
Eating with each other,
一起吃个饭呐、
啊。Going out with each other,
一起出去玩一下、啊。
Can we all do that?
我们是不是都在做这样的事情
？Can't say that's not my ministry. No, you don't need to be ministry.
那有人说，哎，这个不叫事工，哎，这个就是事工啊。
We all can make friends.
每个人都可以交朋友，这是、啊。
We all can talk to each other.
每个人都可以跟别人交流聊天、啊、
Because if you do so.
因为你这样做的话
，then you are in the community.
那你就是在一个社团社区里面呢、啊。
And in that community is where you find everything that you need.
那就是在这样的团契里面，你会找到你所有的需要。
When we have that, then the church is complete.
当我们有这样子四样的时候，那我们的教会就完全了。
So we have reached the point where we need your help and we need each other.
所以现在我们的教会已经到了一个阶段，我们需要我们每一个人一起起来发动这个团契。
We need you to all become community people.
我希望你们都成为一个在团契中，在这个社区中的人。
To acknowledge to God that I need to fellowship with other people.
在神里面认识到，我不光是跟神有交流，我更需要跟人有沟通。
The community of the church is made of lots of smaller communities.
那在一个大的教会里面呢，其实有自己小小的团契哦。
It could be your cell group.
有可能是你的小组。
It could be a bunch of friends that you've made in church.
有可能是你自己玩得好的一团朋友。
Whatever that makes you become friends.
不管是什么让你们变成朋友的。
Amen. In the community, you can share with each other.
在社区里面，你们就可以互相一起交流。
Pray for each other.
你们可以互相祷告。
Become some of the best friends.
有的就成为了真的最好的朋友。
Amen. And A community is a gathering of the same kind of heart and same kind of mindedness people.
一般的团契就是当你跟一个人特别相似的时候，你们自然就聚成了一团。
That's why some people who are not like-minded with you, they won't join your community because you're different from them.
那如果你发现这些人他们的思维思想跟你都不在一个。不在一个地方的话，他们就不会跟你一起在玩
了。In that case, they join another community.
那他们可能就会跟找到他们相似的人在一起。
And if they can't find a community, then they start their own community.
如果你自己一直都没有一个团契的话，那你自己开始一个团契吧。
We had a Polish woman that came to our church.
以前我们有一个波兰的姊妹，她来到教会。
And when she came in, she saw everybody is Mandarin Chinese.
她当时刚来到我们教会的时候，就发现，哎，怎么都是说中文的。
And when I greeted her, I thought.Perhaps she just come and have a look, but she keep coming back every week.
当时我只是问候了她一下，以为她只是来一次而已。后来发现每周都在哦。
She loved our church.
然后她特别喜欢我们的教会。
And I don't know why.
我都不明白为什么。
But I keep trying to encourage her to leave.
然后我当时其实讲话的时候都一意思就是，你看这里都没有你的朋友嘛，你就走吧。
But more I did that, the more she loved it.
我越说是啊，你都没有朋友就走吧，可是她就越回来。
Guess what? She started bringing her friends.Polish friends in.
然后开始他就把他的那些波兰的弟兄姊妹们叫到教会里面。
In other words, she started her own community.
换句话说，他开始了他自己的团契。
One friend bring another friend, another friend bring another friend, and soon they were like 10 people.
你说一个朋友带另一个，然后朋友的朋友带朋友的朋友，最后大概有十个波兰人在教会。
And so you, when I look out the congregation, everybody Chinese, and then you see a bunch of people all Polish.
然后我当时就看到我们教会说，哎，大部分都是中国人，哎，怎么突然看到有十个波兰人在那里，有一堆人。
And not long, they became more.
后来慢慢的，他们就越来越增长。
So much more, they had to have their own service.
增长到最后，他们必须要单独开出一家教会来。
And that's how we started our Polish church.
这就是我们后来为什么有一个波兰的分堂。
From one lady who became a small community, then she became a bigger community.Until she became a church.
就是因为这一个姊妹刚开始一个小小团契变成一个大团契，最后干脆就开了一个教会。
How did our church start?
那你知道我们的自己的教会是怎么开始
的吗？ Many years ago, I got saved.
很多年前就是我自己得救。
Then I led my family to Christ.
然后我就带着我自己的家人一起得救。
The family became a little community.
然后我们自己的家人就聚在一起团契。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着？
And then we became a larger community.
然后我们这个小团契就开始越变越大。
And then a bigger community.
然后越变越大。
So that we became many churches.
最后就变成了所谓的好的教会了。
Amen. God just needs one person.
神就需要这么一个器皿。
If there's two or three, even better, because there He said, "I will be in their midst."
那如果是两到三个人聚在一起就更好了，因为神说，如果两到三个人聚会，我必在你们中间。
If you know that God has called you in this church, you need to find your community.
如果你知道也确认神呼召了你在这个教会，你就需要找到你的团契。
You need to become friends of people.
你需要成为某某人的朋友哦。
And you need to join people as well as people join you.
你需要跟那要么就是加入一群人做朋友，或者是那一群人成为你的朋友。
But then And you say, Pastor, I don't have a community.
那你可能会说，那我还没有我自己的一个团契啊。
Perhaps the Holy Spirit is challenging you. Start one.
那肯定圣灵是在对你说，今天在挑战你自己要开始一个你的团契。
It's easy because when the anointing come on you, you draw people.
很容易的，当圣灵的恩膏在你身上的时候，你自然
就吸引人到你面前
来的。When someone
has life, when someone carries life and carries faith, people will swarm around.
当一个人他的生命中有生命的时候，他会被一群人围绕的。
People like to be around you.
因为他人就喜欢围着我呀。
So you become a community.
所以你就开始成为了一个团契。
So what's the difference between a little community and a cell group?
那小团契和小组有什么区别呢？
You see, the cell group, everybody is just listening to what the Cell leader, next sermon is.
那小组呢？一般就是那些小组成员们都在听小组长讲下一个讲题是什么。
But the community doesn't have that problem.
但是团契就没有这方面的问题。
It's not just the cell leader sharing; it's everybody sharing.
因为团契不是只有一个小组长在分享，而是所有的人都在分享。
Amen. It's just a bunch of friends.
就是感觉是一堆朋友在一起。
Who like each other in church?
他们本来就是互相喜欢对方，又在教会里玩得好。
Who wants to spend more time together?
他们自己本来就想花些时间聚在一起。
Easy, isn't it?
是不是很容易？
It's easy, isn't it?
是不是很容易？
And I tell you, when you say, but then, Pastor, what happens if there's an odd person problematic person want to join our community.
啊，就有人问我问题了。那我们本来玩得好好的，可是那里有一个有问题的人，老想要加入我们的小群体，可是怎么办呢？怎么处理呢？
I said, don't worry, they won't want to join you.
然后我跟他说，你不用担心，他们根本不会想加入你的。
Because whenever you lot get together, because you are different from that person.
因为当你们聚在一起的时候，他自己都能感觉到他跟你们不同啊。
What's the difference?
是什么样的不同呢？
See, not only will you be laughing and joking and fellowship with each other.But you will be praying.
不光是你们在一起有说笑啊，谈笑风生，更重要的是你们在祷告啊。
You will be doing all the boring things that no one else will be wanting to do.
你们在做的都是那些所谓的最无聊的事情，那些所谓的有问题的人，他们也不想参加。
You will be praying for healing, casting out demons.
你们在那里祷告要医治，在那赶鬼，他们不会想参加的。
As well as going down to the cinema, as well as going to the park.
当然有包括你们一起去看电影啊，你们一起去公园玩啊。
Because the secret lies with Ananias and Sapphira, the problem that they had is that the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is in the midst.
所以啊，不管什么问题，他们都会意识到在团契里面的最中心就是跟圣灵的团契。
Anyone who wants to join the community who doesn't carry the same spirit will find it uncomfortable.
那只要别人想来加入你的团契，可是他有没有同样的爱好或者喜好祷告的话，他就会觉得很难融入的。
Amen. Honey draws bees, not wasps.
那你会发现那蜜蜂蜜它会吸引蜜蜂来，而不是那些苍蝇啊、黄蜂。
There's a difference between sheep and goats.
所以山羊和绵羊是有区别的。
Amen. If you are all vegetarians, when a carnivorous person comes, they won't want to join you.
如果你们都是吃素的人，那突然有一个食肉的人来了，他肯定不愿意跟你们一起玩啊。
Amen. That's why if we are all eating meat.Then the vegetarians won't join you.
那如果我们都是食肉的人，那那个吃素的人也不愿意加入跟我们一起啊。
So let the give it. That's the problem of the, for the Holy Spirit.
所以那这个就是圣灵会处理的问题的。
Now, when those things are done,
当这些几点都达到的时候
，when we fellowship with each other,
当我们开始跟对方团契的时候
，what does it say in verse 43?
那四十三节什么意思呢
？Two things happen.
有两件事情要发生。
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.Something happened, right? It's awe came down on every soul, and many wonders signs were being done through the apostles.
四十三节说，众人都心存敬畏，使徒们又行了许多神迹奇事。
You won't get that if you just have an ordinary gathering, but if you gather together as a bunch of believers when the Holy Spirit is in the midst of you, what do you get? You get awe.The presence of God. Whoa, what is this?
如果你们在一起只是社交的话，你们是没有这样的看到这些东西的。我们所讲的是看到神迹奇事。当我们都在一起祷告、心存敬畏的时候，每个人都心存对神的敬畏。
Where does that all come from?
这样的敬畏来自于哪里
？In verse 42, it's from the teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer.
这个敬畏就是来自于我们在前一节所说的使徒的教导、彼此的团契、掰饼和祷告。
Things that Christians want to avoid.
都是基督徒好像尽量不做的。
The boring stuff.
他们说的很无聊的事情。
But when you do it, when those elements are together, what happens? Suddenly God's presence is there, and people will go, "Whoa, what is this?"
当这四点都被做到的时候，你会发现神的同在大大降临。旁边加入的人都会觉得，哇，他们怎么有这么多的奇事发生？
I remember the first time when we went to the Hong Kong city when we had a dim sum.
第一次我们去吃点心，香港点心的时候。
Don't know if you remember those people were there.
我不记得，你不知道你们有多少人当时跟我们在
一起。I remember distinctive. We had about 8 tables.
我记得我们当时有八桌。
And when you walked in.
当我们走进去的时候。
It's like walking to a church.
就像是走进了一个教会的感觉。
And I remember go, whoa, Suzanne.Presence of God is here.
餐馆的那个当时的感觉就是，我一进去我就跟我的太太说：“天哪，神的同在在这里耶！”
And those people eating not only are eating the great food, but they're enjoying the fellowship with one another.
当时人好像都不是只是在那吃饭而已了，他们是在享受彼此的团契。
But that fellowship had a quality.
当时的那个团契是很有质量的。
And it's called the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
就是我们所说的圣灵的团契。
Hallelujah. So if you want the presence of God to be in your home,
所以你想要神的同在在你的家中。
And if you like cooking,
如果比如说你喜欢做饭吃。
And you like to open your home,
比如说你比较喜欢打开你的家给别人来。
Bring some spiritual Christians into your home.
带一些属灵的人到你家里来哦。
Who loves God?
那些爱主的人到你家里来哦。
And when that community is there,
当你的那个团契在的时候
，your house will fill with the Holy Spirit.
你的家里面是满满的被圣灵充满的。
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you see? It is the same things that you would do. Many churches would do, but I'm telling you the difference.Many people invite people to home, but I'm telling you the difference. The difference is that when the community come together in the Holy Spirit, God's presence makes all the difference.
所以啊，虽然都是请人吃饭哦，别的教会也经常这样组织人吃饭。那我说的这个是很不同的，是说一定有圣灵的同在，神的同在在当中的。
Verse 44.
So we'll look
at 44. And all who believed, all who believed came were together.And had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds as any had need.
四十四节，信的人都聚在一起，凡物公用，又卖了田产和家业，照每一个人所需要的分给他们。
What kind of fellowship is that?
这是什么样的团契？
The people are so united.
他们竟然合一到这个程度
，that they shared not only prophecy, but they shared their possessions.
他们不光分享的是预言哦，他们分享的是自己的物用哦。
Our society is going the opposite.
那我们现在的社会基本上就看不见这一点。
That's mine.
这是为什么
？Not yours.
啊，这是我的，这不是你的。
Here they shared with each other.
在这里他们是凡物公用。
Hallelujah.It means they were generous to each other.
他们是会非常大方的对互相。
Now, you can only be generous when you in other words, their love and unity in there was beautiful.
如果能够大方到这个程度，证明他们之间的相爱的程度就到了这个程度了。
In other words, the fellowship can be to such an extent that the people are all so together.They share with each other.
他们的团契已经到了这么合一的方向，所以他们完全不介意就是凡物公用。
Now let me just qualify this.
让我来最说清楚一点。
I'm not saying that if someone come to your home, you say, "Oh, why don't you just take my car?"
我不是在跟你说，有人到我们家来说，哦，这样吧，你把我们家车拿走用吧。
Yeah, here's the key to my house.
啊，这是我们家的钥匙，随便来哈。
If anyone think like that.Can you invite me, please?
如果你们有这种想法的话，请你邀请我去你家吧。
No, it is the attitude of being generous.
我讲的是这种比较大方慷慨的态度。
Comes from love.
是来自于爱的
态度。Now let me tell you why they sold everything.
我告诉你为什么他们都会卖了自己的田产。
It's because they remembered the Jesus prophecy.
因为他们记得耶稣的预言。
What did Jesus say?
当时耶稣说什么？
That they will be surrounded by the Romans.
他说他们会被罗马人包围
and that they need to flee.
然后他们需要逃跑
but because they knew that the prophecy is going to come to pass,
他们知道耶稣的预言总有一天要成
真 because they're going to flee from their homes,
因为他们知道他们要从家里逃出去
everything that they possess is going to be worthless.
所以他会知道他的田产和家业都是没有价值的
so they may as well use it.
所以他们就干脆用了，用给别人
Amen. Many scholars believe that's the reason why what motivated them because they knew that the destruction of Jerusalem is coming soon.
这也是所有的学者，他们都是这么认为的。当时的人之所以能这样做，是因为他们相信耶路撒冷会被毁坏。
And so to build the church, they may as well, if they're going to lose their house, going to lose their possession, they may as well sell it and distribute it.
所以他们已经基本上预料到了他们的田产和家业也保不住的，所以他们干脆卖了。
Amen. Do you understand?
明白吗
？Do you understand why they did it?
知道他们的动机了吗
？But the key is.Is generosity.
但是最关键的后面的原则就是他们很慷慨大方
helping each other.
他们愿意互相帮助
In verse 46,
在第四十六节
and day by day attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, and they received their food with gladness and generous hearts.
第四十六节，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在圣殿里面敬拜，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜坦诚的心用饭。
They were glad. They were happy to share their food.
他们很开心的在一起互相享受自己的食物。
Now, if anybody argue, I don't need to be in church. Here is the verse.
那如果有人跟你说，哦，我觉得去教会不重要啊，那这个就是我们说的经节了。
Not only do they go to here, we're trying to go to church once a week.
就是我们还是一周去一次教会哈。
They said every day.
这里面说的是什么？天天哦。
Every day they went to church.
他们是每一天都在圣
殿里哦。Why did they go to church together?
他们为什么还一起去圣殿呢
？Because they want to be together to meet with God.
因为他们想一起跟神相遇。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, those who are online, if you can come on Sundays, and you are local in London.You come to church because this is the biblical teaching.
所以网上的弟兄姊妹们，如果您现在还在网上听到的话，麻烦你呢，你如果住得比较近的话，就还是到我们当中来。
Because every time when we gather together, we are coming together in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是神给我们的教导，让我们聚在一起，在圣灵里面团契。
If you are at home alone, you are fellowshipping with yourself.
如果你自己在家中现在看着我们，你是在跟自己团契。
Amen.Coming together is coming together.
那说的要聚在一起，那肯定要在一起呀。
Amen. So come together as often as you can. Why? Because that's why Jesus said, as often when you come together, you break bread.
所以耶稣才这样教导说，我们要常常聚在一起，而且一起要常常在家中掰饼哦。
So remember, what does break bread represent?
刚才我说了，掰饼的属灵意义是什么？
The presence of Jesus.
是耶稣基督的同在。
In other words, whenever we gather together, whenever we break bread, not only are we fellowshipping with each other, but we are fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们一起掰饼的时候，我们不光是彼此之间有团契，更重要的是我们在圣灵跟圣灵团契。
And that is something that being at home alone you cannot get.
这是在家里坐着没办法聚会达到的。
Don't ask me why not.
你不要再问我为什么了吧。
I didn't write the Bible.
我没有写圣经啊。
That's what the Bible teaches us.
我只能教你说圣经怎么说的。
Amen. They came together in the temple.
他们是聚在圣殿里哦。
Don't get used to not coming to church.
千万不要把不来教会这个事变成一个习惯。
Because slowly, you will lose that sense of.Being in a community, you will lose the sense of being in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
因为慢慢的，你就会失去了愿意去继续社交啊，愿意来到圣灵这里跟圣灵团契的心。
Amen. So we need to be in a community.
所以我们一定要在一个社区里面。
We need to come together with our friends.
我们一定要跟朋友一起来。
All come together as a community. So the church should consist of.Many different little communities.
所以我们的教会应该是很多很多很多的小团体组成的。
If you are already in a little community, you say, praise God.
如果你自己已经有了自己的一个小团体，我们说赞美主。
If you don't have one, you say, Lord, let me start one.
如果你还没有的话，你应该说主啊，我就要开始一个。
And you never know, you could become a church.
你都不法想象，搞不好有一天你自己都会开一个教会的。
Some people will be very good at it.
有的人可能你会想不到，你会特别
Now,
做得特别好。
Verse 47 say, praising God, having favor with all people. And what happened? And the Lord added to their number day by day, and those who were being saved.
47节说，他们赞美神，得全体百姓的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
How many of you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 28? Say, go into the world and make disciples.
记不记得耶稣基督在马太福音二十八章的教导，说要我们出去做门徒。
Everybody's thinking, I've got to be a missionary. I've got to be evangelist.
很多人都想我要传福音，我要做事工。
I've got to be a witness.
我要做见证人。
And I've got to go through an evangelism course.
我要去参加一个传福音的课程。
And so the church gets really frustrated, and we go through classroom to classroom to classroom, learning how to evangelize.
所以教会呢就开各种各样的课程，教你怎么传福音啊。
Let me give you a better method.
我告诉你一个更好的方法吧。
Like Paul says, let me give you a better way.
就像保罗说的，我给你一个更好的道路。
What was his better way?
是什么样的道路呢？
Love.
爱
Without love, nothing works.
没有爱的话，做什么都白搭的。
So love one another in a community.
所以在我们自己的社交群体里面，我们要互相相爱。
What happened?
然后会怎么样？
When they got together as a community,
当他们聚在一起的时候，
When they were eating together,
当他们一起吃饭的时候，
When they were going to church together,
当他们一起去教会的时候。
When we were praying together,
当他们一起祷告的时候
when they went to Speedy Noodles together,
当他们一起去餐馆吃饭的时候
what happened?
会发生什么
their number increased.
他们的那个人数就开始增多
day by day,
一天一天加给他们。
People getting saved.
然后有人会在那里得救。
Amen. So if you want to fulfill the call, go into the world.
所以啊，你要是想去回应神的呼召的话。
Invite someone to Speedy Noodles.
你们就先从邀请一个人跟你一起吃吃饭开始，好不好？
Invite someone to go to the park. If you can't afford it,
啊，你要请不起吃饭哈，那你就邀请别人去公园一起来坐一坐。
Go for a walk.
一起去走一走路。
Invite people to fellowship.
把人叫在一起团聚。
Just be their friend.
成为他们的朋友。
Because when you do so,
当你这样做的时候
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is in your midst.
然后你发现神的团契就在你们当
中。And the Bible says,
然后圣经说
Who adds to them?
他说是谁把这些人天天加给他们的？
It's the Lord.
是主将得救的人天天加给他们的。
Amen. It is not us trying to drag people.
不是你出去把人硬拖进来教会哦。
God will add.
是神自己要把得救的人加给你们。
And it could be one, and it could be anybody.
可以是任何人的。
You see, I believe the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in our community is the key.For bringing people to Christ.
所以我相信在圣灵里面的团契才是真正的传福音的办法。
But it is also a place for us to really fellowship with each other.
也是让我们真的有一个美好的团契的环境。
So can you see the importance of being part of a community?
所以你们能看到在一个这样的团契中多重要吗？
So if you're in a community already,
如果你已经在团契当中，
treasure your community.
那你一定要珍惜你的美好团契哦
，and pray，
然后祷告哦
，participate，
一定要参与哦
，and let God add to your community，
然后让神每天加给你们
，amen。And soon, if you don't have a community, God might give you a community。
如果你觉得我没有这样的团契的话，那神会给你团契。
It's simple，
很简单的。
If you are a new believer，
如果你是一个刚信主的人
，and you haven't got a community，
你还没有一个团契的话
，get your friends saved，
那你就。跟你的朋友们传福音
And instantly you become a community.
你会发现你的朋友们聚在一起就是一个团契了
Hallelujah Hallelujah Amen.
Amen
Amen Now let's go Because of time Let's skip to Acts chapter 5 Verse 1 to 2
那我们因为时间好我们就跳几节直接进入使徒行传第五章一到二节
Here's the story of Ananias and Sapphira
这里面有两个主角，一个叫做亚拿尼亚，一个叫做撒菲拉。
It says here, but a man, a named Ananias, and his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it before the apostles' feet.
有一个人叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉。卖了田产，把钱私自留下一部分。他的妻子也知道，其余的部分就拿来放在使徒脚前。
Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land?
第三节，彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，使你欺骗圣灵，把卖田地的钱私下留下一部分呢？
While it remained unsold, verse 4, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.
第四节，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，钱不是你做主吗？你怎么心里会想这样做呢？你不是欺骗人，是欺骗神。
Verse 5. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard it. The young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him.
第五节，亚拿尼亚一听见这些话就扑倒，断了气。所有听见的人都非常惧怕。有些年轻人起来把他裹好，抬出去埋葬了。
John, can we go back to verse 1? Now, most of us read this story.
很多人都读过这个故事。
It's about a couple
是关于一对夫妻
who were doing the same thing as everybody else doing. They were selling their property and then the money that came from the sale, they contributed to the church.
他们跟教会的其他的人一样呢，都去卖了田产，然后把那些钱呢就奉献给教会。
But they decided to keep part of it.
但他们呢，就私下里给自己留了一部分。
And then before the apostles, they pretend they gave it all.
但是在使徒面前，他们装着好像一分钱都没留，全给出来了。
Because of that,
就因为这个事情
they lost their lives.
他们就失去了生命。
In other words, they lost their life over an offering.
他们就是因为奉献没奉献对，然后就死了。
They would have been okay if they gave nothing.
其实他们什么都不给，可能都没事的。
They would have been okay if they kept it all.
或者是他们就决定私下保留所有的钱财，也会没事的。
Correct.
是不是
？But it wasn't okay that they kept part of it and pretend they gave it all.
但是不准的是，他们私下留一部分，可是他们却隐藏这件事情，假装全给了出来。
So we have to examine why is it that God saw that as unacceptable.
所以我们一定要明白神的心，为什么这件事情于神而言这么不可接受。
And the answer lies in verse 3.
那其实关键的答案就在第三节了。
Of what Peter said.
看看彼得到底在说什么。
Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan
filled
your heart?
亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心？
To lie to the Holy Spirit.
使你欺骗圣灵。
Now who has Ananias and Sapphira lied to?
那当时亚拿尼亚所欺骗的是谁？
They lied to the community.
他们是对整个团契在撒谎。
Hey, you know, Signal's group, right? You know, I gave £1,000, but really, you only gave £500.
就好像他们对一个组说，他说，你看，我给你们£1,000哦，其实他没有给那么多。
So, who have you lied to? You lied to your cell members.
他说你真的是在对谁撒谎？是你自己团契的人撒谎。
But according to Peter, no.
彼得却说不是。
You haven't lied to your members. You have lied to the Holy Spirit.
他说你不是在对人撒谎哦，你是在对圣灵撒谎。
Because it is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
因为他很在意，就是圣灵的团契。
The Holy Spirit is present.
是圣灵当时在当中的团契。
Although it's Signal, it no, it is.The Holy Spirit through Signal.
虽然你觉得是你的组长或这个人，但是实际上是在他里面的那个圣灵。
Can you now see?
你能明白吗
？Community is not just a group of people; it is the presence of the Holy Spirit Himself.
所以真正的团契不是只是一群人聚在一起，而是圣灵的同在在那里。
So God sees the community so important.
所以神这样的珍惜圣灵的团契，
because this is His way, this is God's method of choosing to bless people.
因为这是神选择的来祝福人的方法。
It is precious to God.
是在神面前是非常宝贵的。
It is where God wants to speak to us.
是因为是神想用这样的方式对我们说话。
This is where God wants to love you.
这是神想用这样的方式来爱我们。
This is where you're going to learn to grow.
所以这就是你可以学着成长的一个小团契。你可以学会关于神的国的事。为什么？
The Holy Spirit's presence.
因为圣灵就在当中。
But instead, this couple was not filled with the Spirit.
但是这夫妻俩呢，他们就没有圣灵的充满。
This is why I'm saying, if somebody is not like you, won't join your community. Because why? This story scares them.
这就是我刚才跟你们说的，你不用担心哦。如果有人跟你不一样，他们也不会到你的团契里面来，因为这个故事都把他们吓跑了。
Amen.Because those members are filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为那些组员们都是被圣灵充满的。
They are all united in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
他们都因着圣灵在里面特别合一。
But Ananias and Sapphira were filled with Satan.
但是亚拿尼亚和他的妻子却被撒旦充满。
Amen. Can you now see what's caused the problem?
你能看到到底问题在哪吗
？Peter said.Why has Satan filled your heart with lie?
所以彼得说，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，使你欺骗呢
？I believe these are believers.
我相信这些人是所谓的信徒啦。
But instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit, they were filled with lies.
但他们并没有被圣灵充满，反倒是被谎言充满。
Instead of submitting to the Holy Spirit's fellowship, they submitted to the devil.
他们不是顺服给圣灵，他们反倒顺服到了撒旦。
In other words, they opened the door to the devil.
所以他们被，换句话说，他们是把心门打开给了撒旦。
To go into the community.
去进入了一个团契。
To lie to the Holy Spirit.
然后竟然对这个团契的主人圣灵撒谎。
And to destroy the community.
想来毁坏这个团契。
Because when people find out, hey, you're lying.
如果有人发现，呀，你是个说谎者。
Hey, this is not true.
这都根本不是对的嘛。
It destroys the unity.
这个就能够 会让你的合一马上就没了。
That is why, brothers and sisters,
所以
when I first became a Christian, I used to be full of faith.
所以当我刚成为基督徒的时候，我觉得我蛮有信心。
I find it difficult to doubt God.
我当时觉得好像连怀疑神都不是个问题的。
God gave me a really pure heart.
神给了我一个很清洁的心。
And all the brothers and sisters around me had the same attitude.
当时跟我在一起的弟兄姊妹们都是同样的态度。
Until
直到
I start meeting a minister.
我遇到了一个事工的人。
Who I thought was really godly.
我以为他非常的属灵。
But I ended up realizing that was a fraud.
然后我才
They lied to me.
我才发现我被骗了。
Amen. They were not who said who they were. They were false.
他们不是他们口中所说的他们。
I went to church and I met a Christian who scammed me of my money.
那可能我到了一个教会，然后那个教会的基督徒竟然骗我的钱。
Who lied to me?
他竟然跟我撒谎。
How many of you have been victim of this?
你们有没有当中有这样的受害者
？What does that do?
那这样的事情会怎么样
？It destroys the community.
它会毁坏这个圣灵的团体。
So that nobody trusts each other.
然后他们就开始不再信任对方。
And that is why in church we don't have close communities. We have communities that are divided.
这是为什么在教会没有那种真的很亲近的团体呢？因为都被分裂的灵搞坏了。
Because the church has too many people that are not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. That come here to lie, to steal.They're doing the devil's work.
因为圣经虽然是教会，可是教会里面有很多这样的被撒旦充满的人，他们是在撒谎，他们是在偷窃，他们是在分裂教会。
And so Peter is saying, you two, you are going to defile the community. You two, you are there to destroy the community.
所以彼得在对亚拿尼亚夫妻说，就是你们这样子会毁坏了这个团契，你们会污秽了这个团契。
And let's go to verse five.
来直接看第五节吧。
And what happened?
第五节说什么？
When they saw God in action,
他们直接看到神的作为。
The two died.
直接倒地就倒了，断气。
I don't know how they're going to explain to the police.
我不知道他们要跟那个警察到底怎么去通报。
But they died.
反正就是这么莫名其妙死了。
What does it say here? And mega fear, great fear.
这里面讲到所有的人都非常惧怕。
Came on the community.
所有听见的人都非常惧怕，团契的人都
哇！
他们说：“天哪
！”Most of us say, "Chen, they lie, Chen. Just let them forget them."
也有人说：“哎呀，撒个谎嘛，谁没撒过谎？有没有必要搞死他呀
？”But God will not tolerate that.
但是神就不允许这个事情。
Because if He tolerates that, then others will lie.
因为神要允许这个事情，那下次还有人继续这样子来做。
And soon the church will be destroyed.
那很快教会就会被毁坏了。
And that's how the church got destroyed in history.
这是为什么教会在历史中就一直这样子的被毁坏。
But what do you see in the early church?
我们看到初期教会的方。
God looks at it, boom.
神直接击杀他。
And everybody go.
所有的人都吓到。
And then say next. And then Peter said next.
然后彼得说下一个是谁？
I sold this piece of land. Is that all you sold? Yes, definitely. Look, my pockets are all empty.
然后有一个人吓得要死的跑到彼得面前，这个是我所有的，你确定这是你所有的钱吗？是的，是的，你可以翻我的口袋。
It's not that God wants your money. God wants truth.
神不是要你的钱，神是要真理。
God dwells in a spirit of truth.
因为神是真理的灵。
Amen. When we are in a community, there's a lot of trust.
所以在一个真正的团契里面有很多的信任的。
I invite you to my home, but I didn't expect you to steal my things.
我把你邀请到我家里来，但是我没指望你要在我家里偷窃的。
Amen. I lend you something, I expect you to bring it back.
我很愿意借给你东西，可是我倒是希望你能还的。
I invite you my home, I didn't expect you to wreck my home.
我叫你到我们家里来做客，不是要你把我们家里全部搞坏的。
And then we say, 哎，好难啫。
也有人说啊，好难呐 ，it's too difficult.
Although the host may say 好难 ，right? But I'm telling you, God looks at it and say, that's not right.
那虽然有人觉得是小事情，不值一提，但是神说不，这个很重要。
See, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，the community is something serious.
所以团契这个事情很严肃的。
It's serious because it is a place where the Holy Spirit wants to fellowship.
因为严肃的原因是因为圣灵也在当中要团契。
And so when we fellowship with each other,
所以当我们在圣灵团契的时候
，Let's love one another. Let's be truthful with each other.
让我们互相相爱，然后对对方要真实。
Let's not exploit the group, saying, "Oh, maybe I can promote my perfume. Maybe I can sell my stuff to it."
千万不要搞破坏哦！突然在这个小组里面传销啊，然后突然卖什么东西来搞破坏哦。
When that happens.
如果这种事情发生的话
you don't need God.
你都不需要神了
you just need me.
你就需要来见我直接见我
and I will come to your group.
然后我就会直接到你的这个小组里面来
with a broom.
然后拿着扫把来
and I will help you.
然后把你扫地出门
to cleanse your group.
我把你扫地出门
Hallelujah. God's given me the anointing for that.
神给了我这样的恩膏、啊、就是扫地出门的恩膏
it's called the fivefold ministry.
就是很有能力的扫地恩膏
It's called laying hands.
这是关于按手的扫地恩膏。
Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, God's going to promote us in communities.
所以神很想让我们在圣灵中。
And if you find a group of brothers and sisters, our precious treasure them.
如果你找到了这样子的属灵的团契的地方，你要珍惜他们哦。
But don't defile it.
但是千万别被他们扫地出门哦。
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
For your church,
谢谢你的教会。
For every brothers and sisters who love you,
所有的弟兄姊妹都爱着你。
And I know, God, you're going to raise up, oh God, community members.
主啊，你会兴起我们的团契中的成员。
Sharing with each other,
能互相分享。
Loving each other,
互相相爱。
Praying for each other,
互相祷告。
And whenever we do so,
每次当我们这样做的时候。
The presence of your Spirit is with us.
神的灵你就在跟我们同在。
And it is holy.
是这样的圣洁。
And I just pray, oh God, release that anointing on us.
主啊，你来释放这样的恩膏从我们里面。
So that Lord, we can say, Lord, I want to be part of that community.
所以主啊，我们说，我们也想成为团契中的一部分。
I want to start a community.
我也要开始一个新的团契。
I want to glorify God's presence in it.
我想要把神你的荣耀都归于你。
Father, I ask you.
主啊，我们问你。
To speak to every one of us.
今天能对每一个人说话。
No matter where we are.
不管我们现在所在哪里。
Whether we are in another country or we are in another city or we're here in London.
不管我们是在一个不同的国家、不同的城市，还是现在在伦敦。
Right where we are.
就在我们所在之处
we can have fellowship
主啊我们就有团契
with other brothers and sisters
和其他的弟兄姊妹有团契
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
So brothers and sisters if you're living far away God can start a community for you
所以弟兄姊妹们如果你真的坐得很远的话他一定会在当地给你兴起团契
God can add numbers to you
神会在你的团契里面给你增加人
Why don't you start praying today
你要不要今天就一起来祷告
so, Lord I want a community where I live
我们想在我所在之地有一个团契。
I want to see other brothers and sisters.
我想看到其他的弟兄姊妹们。
Being saved and joining me.
得救，然后加入我们的团契里面。
And that we can rejoice together.
让我们一起来喜乐。
We can speak to each other.
让我们可以互相交流。
We can look after each other.
让我们可以互相照顾。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Let God speak to your heart.
让主对你的心说话。
It doesn't matter with whatever nationality, whatever language you speak.
不管你是什么国籍，你讲什么语言。
God has in mind people.
神都记得你。
That He can add to you.
他会把那些人加给你。
Open your heart.
把你的心打开。
Fill it with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵充满。
Be motivated by love.
在爱里面成为动力
and let the Lord show you
让神亲自给你开路
how He can reach people's lives through you
让你看到神怎么样能够使用你能够接触到更多的人
Hallelujah. Father, I just ask you for your anointing to come upon us
主啊我们祷告你的恩膏在我们当中
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand
让我们起立
Let's all stand.
Let my heart be the temple of your Spirit. Let my Spirit fill the warmth of your embrace. Let me be your holy habitation. Where your Spirit is needs to of praise. Fill this temple with your spirit once again.
Let my heart,
let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit fill the warmth of your embrace.
Let me be,
let me be your holy habitation, where your spirit is pleased to dwell.
Oh Lord, I long.
Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer a sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple, Lord, with your spirit once again.
Oh Lord, I long.
Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer a sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple, Lord, with your spirit once again.
Let my heart,
let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit fill the warmth of your embrace. Let me be a holy habitation, where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple, Lord, with your spirit once again.
There are brothers and sisters here.
在这里的弟兄姊妹们,
as I was speaking about being part of a community,
当我刚才一直在说要加入到团契中来,
or starting community,
或者开始一个团契的时候,
but in your thoughts,
但是在你的头脑里想,
but I tried that before,
我以前有试过呀,
I've been so let down,
可是我很失望,
I've been hurt,
我有的受伤害,
and the church has just exploited me,
教会却排斥了我,
but God is saying to you,
但神在对你说
that is experience,
这是一个经历
that you will never do that to anyone,
你再不会这样同样的对人家了
that painful experience,
那种伤心的经历
although the enemy meant it for harm,
也许敌人本来是想伤害你的
but God will make it good,
但神却可以让它有转变让它成为好事
that it becomes your experience,
让它成为你的经历
that you will nowcontribute to your community.
那你现在可以向你自己的团契做出贡
献。You will start a community.
你可以自己开始一个团契了。
That will truly love people.
让这个团契里的人是真心相爱的。
Not exploiting people.
而不是来互相伤害的。
You do not want to do to to people that which has been done to you.
你不会再对别人做出以前自己经历过的伤害。
The Lord trusts you.
主信得过你。
And I believe if you take that step forward,
我相信当你继续这样往前走，
you will feel the peace.
你会感到一种平安。
And the joy.
和喜乐。
And the faith.
和有信心。
That you have not felt for so long.
可能是你很多年很多年没有经历过的经历了。
God will revive you.
神会让复兴你。
God will kickstart things in your life again.
神会让你的生命重新起航。
God is calling you.
神在呼召你。
God is calling you.
在呼召你。
That God needs you.
神需要你。
God wants you to set you free.
神想让你在这里面得释放。
God is calling you.
神在呼召你。
And then when you hear God, when you obey the Lord,
当你来顺服神这样做的时候，
suddenly Christianity will start working.
突然你会发现，原来我的信仰是管用的。
You see, the enemy long time ago,
在因为在很多年前，敌人讲
was wanted to stop you,
是想让你停止。
But today you say,
但今天你说
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
I will rise again,
我会再次起来
and I will be faithful to my God,
我会对我的神信实
and I will create that, and I will help the Holy Spirit,
我要跟圣灵一起同工。
To form His fellowship amongst the church people.
让圣灵的团契在我们的人中间。
And in my fellowship,
在我们的团契中。
In my community,
在我们的社团中。
We will see many getting saved.
我们会看到很多人得救。
Many healed and delivered.
可以看到很多人得医治、得释放。
Many being blessed.
很多得祝福。
And the Lord was saying to you, you will have.The best friends of your life.
神会对你说，你会找到你自己生命中的挚友。
God will give you brothers and sisters that will be your lifelong friends.
神会让给你一生的好朋友。
We thank you, Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
I ask you, God, to let this happen.
让这个事情成就，主啊。
Lord, in that you help this church and our people to know how to fellowship.
主啊，你来帮助我们这个教会里面的人知道如何在圣灵里团契。
So that we can express Christ's heart to us.
让我们能够把基督的爱和心表达出
来。We allow Jesus to shine in our community.
来允许耶稣在我们的团契里面发光。
Father, Lord, doesn't matter if people are not in this country.
主啊，不管这些人是不是在这个国家。
We want people to carry the same spirit.
我祷告他们都有同样的灵。
In different nations.
在不同的国家里面。
And they hear the call.
他们如同样的能够听到你的呼召。
To start their communities.
能够开始他们自己的团契。
Because we want to bless.
因为我们想要祝福。
We want friends.
主啊，我们也是需要朋友。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
So I ask you, Holy Spirit.
所以我们说圣灵啊。
Have your way.
主，你让你来成就。
Anoint this church.
来恩膏我们的教会。
Anoint every brothers and sisters.
来恩膏我们的弟兄姐妹。
Who hear you today?
今天能听到你的话。
And we say yes, Lord.
他们会对你顺服的说，是的，主啊。
Yes, Lord.
是的，主啊。
Yes, Lord.
是的，主啊。
Father, I pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
Give each one of us
给我们每一个人
the strategy
这样的一个方法和计策
practical ways
能够实行的落实的计策
of fulfilling your call
能够让这个呼召成就
Father, let nobody in our church
让我们教会中没有人
will ever feel alone
会觉得是孤单的
and we're surrounded by many brothers and sisters
因为我们是被所有的弟兄姊妹围绕的
who really love us
都爱我们
Who celebrate us?
都会为我们来庆祝。
And we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Father, I just pray for every family.
父神啊，我们为每一个家庭来祷告。
That your blessing may be upon our household.
让你的祝福在每一个家庭当中。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. If you need prayer, come forward. God bless you.
如果有需要带祷的，可以到前面来。神祝福你们。
生命。